I want to throw in a little note here. The expenses associated with establishing your LLC are not immediately tax deductible to you. You're going to have to deduct those expenses equally for each one of the next 5 years. The expenses include the filing fees with the state. If you're in California, that's a chunk. They're going to include the legal fees, what you've paid the lawyer. All of these fees have to be spread over a 5-year period in order to deduct them. This modular series would not be considered legal fees. I would deduct the cost of the series 100% in the first year and call the expense legal forms and software. Always add the word software because it justifies the value for the IRS. Gates charges $1 billion for a piece of software. The IRS has no clue what a piece of software is worth because it's all over the map from 15 cents to $15 billion. Now, I understand that in this module, we are talking about taxes. But I need to take a little detour for a minute, and we need to talk about transferring membership interests or creating membership interests in the LLC. This should probably go in formalities, but it's an important tax issue because when I give IBM $100, I'd better be getting a $100 stock certificate back. Otherwise, there's a tax issue there. If I give $100 and I get $100 in stock back, then there's no tax issue. So we need to talk about how we transfer memberships or create membership interests in an LLC. Specifically, you need to take the time to issue membership certificates. Just like in a corporation, you need to take the time to issue stock certificates. Even though the LLCs don't call them stock certificates, we're going to issue stock certificates or membership interests in your LLC. You're going to have an ownership transfer log. You can find one in the materials. Just go ahead, make multiple copies of that page, and start to fill it out. If you're the only member, that's fine. There's only going to be one entry on that log. You put down the certificate number, the date that it was issued. The cancel date, you're not going to put anything there right now. If for some reason you turn in the certificate, then it would be canceled at that date. You sell the certificate, then we're going to cancel the old one. We're going to issue a new one in the name of another individual. The place that most people start canceling membership interests, stock certificates, is transferring ownership of the company to your living revocable trust. When you do that, you cancel the membership certificate or the stock certificate that you have issued to you, and you reissue another one in the name of the living revocable trust. This is all done so that we don't have to probate your business when you die. 95% of the businesses fail when the owner dies. One of the big issues is they get caught in the legal, the probate process, and you just can't get them out in time to save the small business. So what you do is you integrate it with the estate plan, and we're going to talk about this later, but as long as we're talking about reissuing or canceling and setting up or making a new membership certificate, this is where you need to do that. Another issue that will require you to reissue a membership certificate is if you adjust the membership interests of the current members. For example, you want to give membership interests to the children. It's a good thing to do for estate planning because you're moving gradually ownership of the assets in the LLC down to the family. You can do that at the rate of $14,000 a year or whatever the annual exclusion is for the year in which you're doing that. And if you make those gifts of membership interests to the children, you are going to cancel your certificate, issue another certificate for yourself with less shares in it, and then you will issue certificates for each one of the children that you gave membership interests to. By the way, remember, your shares are going to be owned by your trust. You don't put your name in the blank, you put your trust's name in the blank. And then you're going to put your name as transferee and your address where it calls for it. If there's another member, you're going to put that member's name and their address. You're keeping track of who the members are and where they are located so that you can send notice to them. You're going to be required to give them notice for certain things, so you need to know. So you'll have either the transfer date or the cancellation date. Then you're going to have transfer approved or transfer disapproved. This isn't just to check the box. Your operating agreement is going to require that the members have to approve the transfer of membership interests. That may require a unanimous approval, or it may require a majority approval, but there has to be an approval before the membership interests can be transferred. So you're going to write the date that that transfer was approved by the members or disapproved by the members. Then the transferee name and address, that's going to be your name, your address, or the member's name and address. You need the name and the address so that you can give them notification. Under the operating agreement, there are a number of events that are going to require notification of each one of the members. So you keep track of that information on this ledger. You're going to have a certificate of ownership. You can go down to one of the office supply stores and they will sell you a dozen or two dozen stock certificates or membership interest certificates. The certificate doesn't have to be fancy. You can write on a 3x5 card with a piece of crayon. It just needs to be something that represents the membership interest. In these materials, you'll find a computer file. It has an example of the ledger, and it has an example of one of the certificates that you can use. You can reprint and print that out. It'll give you a little fancier one that you can deal with. The certificates usually have a place for the corporate or the LLC seal. Back in the old days, you always used a seal that showed that the official mark of the company was on that piece of paper. Yeah, you can go down to the office supply store. They will sell you a seal. It's going to cost you $35 or $40. I don't think you really need a seal, and you don't need to seal the membership interest certificates. Just don't worry about it. It's no big deal. Your membership certificates are going to have signatures of the managers. They're going to have ample evidence that these are official documents from the LLC.